Future of Work Florida.
Welcome to the Future of Work Florida podcast, brought to you by the Florida Chamber of Commerce and Florida Chamber Foundation. This podcast series is dedicated to connecting Florida's business leaders with the solutions and resources available to secure Florida's workforce talent. Today, we have the pleasure of welcoming Adrian Johnston, Deputy Secretary of the Division of Workforce Services at the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity, to provide thought leadership on Florida's talent war and the resources available in partnership with the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity to help build a more qualified talent pool for Florida. Thank you for joining us today, Adrian, for this very important conversation for the future of Florida's workforce. As you know, the Florida Chamber Foundation is on a mission to unite Florida's businesses with the resources in our community to secure Florida's talent and ultimately secure Florida's future as a top 10 global economy by 2030. So we appreciate DEO's programs and contributions to help us get there. Let's dive right into the talent crisis. What are your general thoughts on the talent crisis in Florida, and why Florida's employers are struggling to find qualified talent?
So to start, I actually think there's a little bit of good news here. The struggles that employers are facing is really a reflection of the strong economic activity that we have going on in our state. So we actually are seeing right now there are more people, more Floridians in our labor market. That means more people, talented workers are out there actively seeking work. And we actually have seen that employers are reporting more payroll numbers than they had prior to the pandemic. So we're really picking up that conversation that we were having back in 2019, 2020, when we had a really strong but tight labor market. And that's all really good news. It's a reflection of strong consumer demand. But then we also know that we have a lot of churn happening at the same time. And that's really what's causing the tightness in the labor market and some of the shortages that we're experiencing. I would also point out that while most employers are reporting that they're having struggles finding qualified talent, there are some concentrations in certain industries like leisure and hospitality. So it is widespread, but there are certain areas that are struggling more than others.
Gotcha. And what role would you say post-secondary and adult education plays in securing Florida's economy and workforce?
So it's an incredibly important element to our workforce system. And what I liken rapid credentials to is often the just-in-time supply chain. So it's a really efficient means of connecting workers to employers. And when we have an agile system that can respond to information from employers and what they're looking for, then we can be much more effective at making those connections and helping people find meaningful work.
Absolutely. So the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity is working with education partners, CareerSource Florida, and others to ramp up efforts to connect with the business community on opportunities to help build a more qualified talent pool. In this podcast, you have the ears of Florida's business leaders and hiring managers. Why are these partnerships so important for creating a better talent pipeline in Florida?
So good news is that we are experiencing unprecedented collaboration at the state level due to the REACH Act, which was signed into law by the governor back in July of 2021. We are now working closer than ever with our partners in the workforce system and businesses to ensure that we're doing everything we can to provide really a consumer-first system that streamlines processes for accessing our programs and our services. So through that, we have new means to gather employer information and to really respond to data and to industry feedback. So having that collaboration is incredibly important, and it allows us to ensure there's a feedback loop to ensure that we're responsive to employer needs.
And what would you say are the most important elements in making these partnerships with the business community successful?
The incredible collaboration that's happening right now cannot happen without trust. So we need processes that allow us to take feedback and input from businesses and industry in order to be responsive to those needs. But then we also have to produce results and show the value to our services and the investment into our system.
That's so important. As we are facing this talent crisis, there are currently more open jobs looking for people than people looking for jobs. Additionally, over 72% of Florida's leaders who have participated in the Florida Workforce Needs Study 2.0 research informed us that over the past year, they have struggled with finding talent to fill open positions. Tell us about the DEO's Florida Ready to Work program and how it aims to sharpen the essential employability skills Florida's job creators are seeking to fill the talent gap.
Florida Ready to Work program is a free program that's available to students and job seekers that allows them to demonstrate that they have employability skills that employers are looking for. It results in a credential that really validates that they have that skill set and sets them up to do additional training or to move on further in their career trajectory.
Awesome. And are there any other programs or opportunities to partner with DEO that you would like to tell Florida's business leaders and hiring managers about?
We have an incredible network of local workforce development boards across the state. So if you're familiar with our Career Source Network, every local area has a board and a Career Source Center that has an incredible number of programs and services available to them. Through those centers and those agencies, there's a lot of local partnership happening where a lot of business and industry input is really accepted and used on the ground to drive decision-making and putting people into the right training programs and making sure that those training programs reflect what those businesses need.
Have you seen any success with these programs? And are there any particular partnerships with the business community that you've seen pay off?
So all of these programs have great success across the state. Every local board has different needs and different emphasis. But one thing that I will highlight is the veterans programs. So there's a lot of opportunity for folks to get assistance if they are a veteran through the local career centers. And those have been incredibly effective and we continue to build those into stronger partnerships with new agencies and new partners at the local level.
That's great. So switching gears a bit, Florida is expected to grow by approximately 3.5 million more residents by 2030 and will need about 1.62 million net new jobs to fulfill current workforce needs and prepare for those new Floridians that will call Florida home. What would you say is needed to ensure Florida is able to meet those demands?
So the efforts by Governor DeSantis to increase the economic diversification that we have in our state is really huge, and that ensures that there's plenty of opportunity for businesses and for job seekers and workers to have a variety of opportunities. So that's step one. I would also say using our data effectively to make sure that we're projecting what those long-term needs are going to be from an industry perspective is also very important. So relying on our labor market information to drive decision-making will help us be ready for changes that happen in the future.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up, Adrian, is there anything else you would like to share with hiring managers and Florida's business leaders on the importance of presenting a united front and creating America's best workforce right here in Florida?
I would just like to emphasize that we are already seeing an unprecedented collaboration, again, at the state level, but also at the local level as well. And through that, we're seeing successful implementation of new programs every day. And it's really about creating those feedback loops between businesses and the institutions that serve them.
Thank you for joining us for today's Future of Work Florida podcast. To find out more about the resources discussed in today's segment, we invite you to visit our website at flchamber.com/Future of Work Florida. Together, we can champion the future of work and create America's best workforce right here in Florida. Be sure to subscribe for future content.